Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Luke's English Podcast. Now, in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to brush your teeth. Now, I'm not a dentist, but I do know how important it is to keep your mouth clean. There are several reasons for this. One of them being you have to avoid bad breath. We all know what it's like when you meet someone with bad breath. They breathe in your face when they're talking. It's disgusting. It stinks. It's antisocial. We know what it's like when you try to kiss someone with bad breath. It's an experience which you wish you had avoided in most cases. Don't be one of those people with disgusting bad breath. Look after your teeth. The second reason you need to brush your teeth regularly, probably two times every day, twice a day, sometimes three times a day. It depends on how much you're eating and stuff like that. But you should brush your teeth regularly because it looks after those important things. They're very important to you. You need them to chew food and things like that. So look after your teeth. Now, what do you need in order to brush your teeth? Well, first of all, you will need some teeth, preferably your own, and you know, in your mouth, not just in a jar somewhere. You need an actual working set of teeth in your mouth attached to your lower jaw and your upper jaw. So you need some teeth, first of all, and you probably need them to be dirty because it's no use brushing teeth which are already clean. So basically, if you've got some dirty teeth, that's when you need to start brushing them. Now, that probably happens first thing in the morning. We all know that experience when you wake up in the morning and your teeth are covered in some kind of disgusting slime. No one really knows where it comes from. Maybe aliens sort of leave it there in the middle of the night. We don't know. Actually, scientists and dentists probably do know what that is. In fact, I believe it's a kind of bacteria called tartar, and it builds up in your mouth when you're asleep. And that stuff is a little bit dangerous because if that combines with sugar, for example, the sugar in orange juice or jam that you might consume during your breakfast, if the bacteria in your mouth combines with that sugar, it will become acid. And acid, as we know, tends to corrode things. So it will eat away at the enamel on your teeth. And eventually you'll get a hole in your tooth because of this acid. And that hole can lead to very painful gum disease. And it might mean that you'll end up going to the dentist and they will stick some horrible drill in your mouth, like something from a horror film, and then they'll be going zzz, 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 like that, and it'll be very painful and horrible. And the worst situation, of course, is when you get a big hole in your tooth and the dentist says, sorry, there's nothing I can do, I have to pull the tooth out. So they stick their foot on your chest, and with a big pair of pliers they pull the tooth out. Avoid that situation by brushing your teeth regularly. So you've got your teeth. They're probably a bit dirty. Next thing you need is a brush. Now, we all know what a brush is. You can buy them in supermarkets. It's a piece of plastic with some bristles on the end. Now, you don't need to get one of those extremely expensive high-tech brushes, which you see in the supermarket. You know, when you go to the toothbrushing area of the supermarket, there's usually a massive selection of toothbrushes there, and the most expensive ones seem to be kind of extremely high tech. Don't bother with them, they're a waste of time. Just get like a basic one, and that's all you need. Second thing is some toothpaste, which is that kind of sticky stuff. Probably smells of mint. It's got a mint taste. I don't know why they make it taste of mint. It could taste of anything, really, because it's not exactly the flavour which cleans your teeth, is it? It could taste of strawberries, for all we care. But usually it tastes of mint, because we associate mint with clean, healthy teeth. And it's probably good for your breath. That's the reason, isn't it? I've just discovered the reason. It's because it's better for your breath. Your breath smells nice and clean if it smells of mint. We all know this. So get a big, generous globule of toothpaste on your brush and stick it in your mouth and start brushing it on your teeth. At the molars, on the molars at the back, on the incisors at the front, and those canine teeth that we all need to eat meat. Meat, yes. And, even though some people believe we should be vegetarian. Brush, keep brushing. Don't stop brushing. Just keep brushing like that until your teeth are clean. Don't brush too much, because then you'll wear your gums down and that will be very bad and painful. That's it. That's the end of my guide to brushing your teeth. Thanks very much for listening. Bye, 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 bye.